Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 290. Today we are continuing with the biological special program of the cervix mucosa. Yesterday we found that the biological conflict linked to the cervix mucosa is a sexual conflict or mating conflict or a territorial loss conflict depending on one's gender, laterality and hormone status. Let us try to understand the sexual conflict in detail. It can be explained as a distress concerning one's sexuality. It can occur in a number of situations as follow: painful first time sex, sexual abuses, sexual harassments, unwanted sexual practices, feeling sexually unwanted or rejected, lack of sexual activity because of loss of a mate or separation, offensive pornography, finding that her partner or spouse sleeping with someone else, interruptions during sexual intercourses, etc. Of late, there is a very important change in the human society, that is the early sexualization as a result of globalization. Therefore, the girls experience these sexual conflicts at an earlier age. Tubal ligations or tied fallopian tubes, the use of intrauterine devices, taking contraceptive drugs to prevent pregnancy, etc. can invoke similar unnatural sexual distresses. Whether these practices are adopted by a larger number of the population is not what is important, but the fact that all these practices are against nature is the most important point to be considered here. Another point to be noted here is that in biological terms, a woman whose estrogen status is lower than normal can no longer experience a mating conflict. But she also can have sexual distresses. In such cases, she will respond to such sex-related distresses mostly with the uterus. Here is the reason why 90% of women with uterus cancer are over the age of 50. Now we are moving to the details of the SBS of the cervix mucosa. It follows the outer skin sensitivity pattern with hyposensitivity during CA phase and epileptoid crisis and hypersensitivity during healing phase. Because of being a tissue of ectodermal origin and controlled from the cerebral cortex, there is ulceration of the cervix mucosa in proportion to the intensity and duration of the conflict during the conflict active phase. The biological purpose of this cell loss is to widen the cervix so that when the real mating takes place, more sperms can reach the uterus with better chance of conception. In respective cases, the same conflict can affect the coronary veins with the ulceration of the intima causing mild angina pectoris. A major portion of the organ affections of the females happen due to the conflict activity concerning her sexuality. With the impact of the sexual conflict or mating conflict in the left temporal lobe, also known as the female conflict area, the estrogen level decreases. This is called a conflict-related hormonal imbalance in GNM. Depending on the intensity of the conflict, lasting conflict activity can produce conditions like irregular periods, delayed first menstruation, absence of menstruation or amenorrhea, and even infertility with longer unresolved conflicts. During the healing phase, specifically during the PCLA or first part of the healing phase, the lost tissue is replenished through cell proliferation. As usual, there will be swelling due to the edema or fluid accumulation in the healing area. According to conventional medicine, this profuse cell proliferation is diagnosed as cervical cancer. But GNM and the five biological laws of nature clearly prove that these cell proliferations are in reality replenishing processes of nature. A person who knows GNM can view the healing symptoms without fear. Let us know the symptoms in detail. There will be pain because of the hypersensitivity, swelling, edema, etc. Bleeding from the cervix is common. All these can vary from mild to severe. There can occur some yellow discharge with bacterial activity. With long-lasting and intense healing processes or hanging healing, there can occur very long and heavy menstrual periods. We have to compare various other conditions related to the biological programs of uterus mucosa, uterus muscles, ovaries, and also to the mania, depression, schizophrenic constellation, where similar heavy menstrual periods can occur. During epileptoid crisis, the muscles of the inner wall of the cervical canal contracts, causing painful cramps. There can have rapid heartbeat as a result of healing in the coronary veins. As explained several times earlier, this epileptoid crisis also may be accompanied by troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness and a drop of blood sugar level, etc. In PCLB, the swellings, bleeding, pain, discharges, etc. can subside. Cervical warts or genital warts or condyloma can occur in relapsing conflicts and their healing. The popular Pap test simply detects the natural biological programs and the tissue affections both in the CA phase and the healing phase. Pap tests can tend to be positive in both phases with their respective ulcerations and restorations of cervical tissues. Nothing abnormal, it simply detects the intensity of the conflicts. The human papilloma virus or HPV is alleged to be the cause of cervical cancers by sexual contacts. Conventional medicine makes it big business by manufacturing vaccines and imposing on teenage girls to prevent cervical cancers. Friends, as with HIV, hepatitis, SARS, COVID-19, H1N1, H5N1, a human papilloma virus has never been isolated. We conclude our discussions on the cervical mucosa here. With best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.